welcome to the Payments Podcast, Winning with SEPA. I'm here with Jonathan Williams, Director of Strategic Development for Experian. Jonathan's got a great track record and is responsible for innovation, working within the payments industry and strategic projects within fraud and authentication. He's got a great reputation in the industry and his role spans both technical and marketing disciplines, and he focuses on the commercial developments created by market change, partnership and technological developments, which brings us to SEPA, the Single Europe Payments Area. John, what can you tell me about it?
So SEPA is a political project in Europe, which has been going now for about 10 years. And it's really geared up to replace the legacy domestic payment systems we have with a pan-European set of schemes. So that encompasses things like credit transfers, direct debits used to pay bills, but also cash, internet, and of course credit and debit card transactions.
Talk about the Eurozone. Which countries are directly affected?
So a business or an individual or a government will be affected if they have an account domiciled within any of the SEPA zone countries. SEPA zone is effectively all of the European Union countries, plus Norway, Iceland, Liechtenstein and Switzerland. So quite a large number of very significant economies.
Within those economies, what types of organisations need to be compliant with SEPA?
So certainly businesses need to be compliant with SEPA, and they need to think about making sure that they migrate all their payroll, their business-to-business, their supplier payments, for example, but also their consumer payments and collections. So whether that's dividends or whether that's collections for ongoing goods and services. Governments, of course, make a lot of payments and collections, so they need to think about migrating their benefit payments and, of course, their tax collections. And finally, we as consumers in Europe are also affected by SEPA because we need to provide information to those bodies, those businesses, governments, charities, etc., in the right format to initiate SEPA transactions.
There's a lot of talk about types of payments there. Can you tell me exactly which types of payments are affected and whether there's any exemptions?
Sure. The SEPA regulation, which came in last year, set an end date for SEPA, and that's mostly focused on credit transfer and direct debit types of payments, because those are the two types of payments which have experienced most change over the last 5 or 6 years. Card payments are by and large SEPA compliant, and cash has been around for quite a long while. So certainly credit transfers and direct debits are the two most impacted types of payments. However, there are some still national exemptions, country by country, for things like tax payments or particular types of interbank or interpayment service provider payments, which are exempted for a certain period of time, varying country by country. Good examples of this are the ELV card payment system in Germany and Austria, and some of the national schemes in Italy, for example, for making tax payments.
John, you mentioned a deadline there. Can you tell me what it is, please?
Sure. The deadline applies to businesses depending on where their bank accounts are domiciled. So you may be a business located in Sweden, but if you have an account in Germany, then an early deadline applies to you because it's a Eurozone account. And that deadline is the 1st of February 2014. In addition, for your non-Eurozone accounts, or accounts in Sweden and Denmark, for example, all of those accounts must be SEPA compliant by the 1st of October 2016.
Well, it's clear that SEPA is going to have an enormous impact for many organisations, and not just those restricted to the Eurozone. Thank you very much, John.
Thank you.
For more information on SEPA, simply log on to our website at www.experian.co.uk/SEPA.